I know it's summer, but I'm already thinking ahead to fall. Fall, my absolute favorite time of the year, brings not only vibrant colors and cozy vibes but also the highly anticipated Simcoe Reads event. Simcoe Reads is an annual event put on by area libraries where local champions battle it out in a friendly competition in a battle of the books. We are up against six other libraries in the county, including Barrie, Innisfil, Isa, Midland, Remara, and New Tecumseh. Each participating library selects a champion who represents a carefully chosen book. These champions engage in a delightful cover-to-cover conversation, captivating the public's attention and prompting them to vote for their favorite contender. Our champion for 2023 is Jen Turner, who sits on the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library Board and is the manager of public policy and advocacy for YMCA Canada. Jen is representing Scarborough by Catherine Hernandez, a poignant, multi-voiced novel that draws you into the lives of various characters living in the low-income, culturally diverse East End Toronto neighborhood of Scarborough. From the Arsenal Pulp Press website, Scarborough is a low-income, culturally diverse neighborhood east of Toronto, the fourth largest city in North America. Like many inner-city communities, it suffers under the weight of poverty, drugs, crime, and urban blight. Scarborough the novel employs a multitude of voices to tell the story of a tight-knit neighborhood under fire. Among them, Victor, a black artist harassed by the police, Winsome, a West Indian restaurant owner struggling to keep it together, and Hina, a Muslim schoolworker who witnesses firsthand the impact of poverty on education. And then there are the three kids who work to rise above a system that consistently fails them. Bing, a gay Filipino boy who lives under the shadow of his father's mental illness. Sylvie, Bing's best friend, a native girl whose family struggles to find a permanent home to live in. And Laura, whose history of neglect by her mother is destined to repeat itself with her father. Scarborough offers a raw yet empathetic glimpse into a troubled community that locates its dignity in unexpected places. A neighborhood that refuses to be undone. It was shortlisted for Canada Reads 2022 and was recently made into a film adaptation. I had the pleasure of conversing with Jen earlier this week, delving into her thoughts on the book and her decision to choose this powerful narrative for the Simcoe Reads competition. Here's what she had to say. Natasha, how does it feel to be selected as this year's Simcoe Read champion for the BWG Library? Jen, I am so excited. I get to talk about books, which are my favorite thing, and also represent a town and library that I love. It's such an honor. I hope I can do this amazing book the justice it deserves. Wish me luck. N, what inspired you to choose this extraordinary novel for the competition? J. I work in the charitable sector, so social issues are very close to my heart. My job is to advocate to the government for funding for services similar to those described in this book. As much as you can use statistics and economic arguments to make your case about social issues, nothing is as impactful as a story about people's lived experiences. I think Scarborough does an amazing job at this. It's fiction but is so well written that the characters and their struggles feel powerfully real while also being a really engaging and captivating story. N. Can you share with us your favorite part of the book and the reasons behind its impact on you? J. I hesitate to call it my favorite part, because it's bleak, but one thing that had a significant impact on me was the email communications between Hina and her boss. Hina is clearly so dedicated to the community she supports. She goes above and beyond to identify and meet the needs of the families where they are at. For example, when she sees many children are showing up hungry, she provides a hearty breakfast. Yet her boss is constantly putting up barriers and often has an undercurrent of racism. It goes to show that sometimes it's the system itself that keeps people down. No spoilers, but the ending also ripped my heart out. N. In your opinion, what makes Scarborough a must-read for everyone in Simcoe County? J. I think everyone in Simcoe County should read Scarborough because it humanizes poverty and other important social issues. Through the novel, we can see that the families are trying their hardest to get ahead, often working twice as hard as their high-income peers, just to keep their heads above water. This isn't just an issue in the Scarborough community but in our own county. According to the last census, 8.1% of households in Simcoe County are living in poverty. That may not sound like a lot, but that's almost one in every 12 families. These numbers are higher for children and seniors, 9.1% and 9.8%, respectively. Poverty rates are also significantly higher in Indigenous communities. For example, Christian Island, a reserve in Simcoe, has an astonishing poverty rate of 30%. I think there is sometimes a perception that people choose to live in poverty, or that they don't work hard enough. Through the characters in Scarborough, we can see that it's a societal issue and is much more complex than that. N. Were there any captivating aspects or newfound discoveries you encountered while reading this novel? J. One of the most captivating things about this book is how it explores the intersectionality of issues, how food insecurity and a lack of stable housing often leads to high levels of stress, mental health challenges, and substance abuse. It also shows how racism and stereotypes play into all of that. Yet our social systems aren't built to manage these issues holistically, which ultimately is how many people fall through the cracks. We see how the community needs to support one another when the system fails them. N. Have you had the opportunity to watch the film adaptation? If so, we'd love to hear your thoughts. J. I haven't, but it's on my list. I hate to admit it, but I tend to be one of those people that says, the book is always better, so that will probably be my take, but I'm keeping an open mind. N. As the Simcoe Reads event approaches on October 19th, what are you most excited about? J. I'm really excited to meet the other champions and hear them talk about their picks. I love getting book recommendations from people and hearing why they are passionate about them, so it should be a really interesting discussion. Also, if I can convince even one more person to pick up Scarborough because of this event, I will be thrilled. N. Which of the other contenders are you looking forward to reading? J. They all sound great. It's so hard to choose. Clearly, we are a county with great taste. Women Talking has been on my to-read list, so I'm looking forward to finally picking it up. I'm drawn to local stories about serious topics, so On the Ravine also sounds like it will be really powerful and right up my alley. Simcoe Reads has just begun, but October will be here before you know it, and we want to give patrons a chance to read all the books. We have copies of all 7 books available for borrowing at the BWG Library. Once you've had a chance to read them all, join us at the grand finale event on October 19th at the Angus Recreation Center, where our champions will defend each of their titles in a friendly cover-to-cover conversation before members of the public cast their votes to determine the ultimate champion. To learn more, visit the Simcoe Reads website at simcoereads.ca. Here, you will also find links to all the library's champions, book picks, and catalogs, as well as special events including author talks and visits, adding an extra layer of excitement to this already enthralling experience. I can't wait to get started. Till next week, happy reading. Natasha Philpott is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. She can be reached at nphilpott@bradford.library.on.ca.